I've got Dyke New Hartford's Izzy Houts. Just got done with a 3,000 here. 11th place finish. It wasn't quite a PR today, unfortunately, but how was your race out there today? What did you think of it?
It was really fun. It was nice to have the amazing riders in front pushing me along, pulling me along those first couple laps. It was a great experience, and I'm very happy with how it ended up.
So to be able to compete down here on this famous Blue Oval, and you know, after not making it your previous 3 years, and to get here your senior year, what's this experience been like for you? What has it meant for you to be able to compete down here?
It's such an honor to be able to race against these amazing people. I'm just so thankful I got the opportunity to do it. Yeah, I'm very thankful.
And this brings an end to your long track and field and cross country career at D&H. I guess I know it's kind of right after you're getting done here, but what are kind of your thoughts on wrapping this up in this fashion, and you know that you put together a great career at D&H?
Yeah, I'm definitely sad to see it go because of all the amazing teammates and coaches and runners and just the community that supported me. But once again, just thankful for the opportunity that I got to be here. I'm walking off this track with a smile. So thankful I got to be here.
And you had mentioned your teammates. You got quite a few of them competing down here in other events. What were you most excited about, just about, you know, supporting them and seeing them compete here?
Yeah, they're all amazing runners, so I'm looking forward to them being able to push themselves and just be able to cheer them on, as some of them, it is their last time, some of them, it's their first time at the state meet, so I'm really excited to be able to cheer them on.
Well, congrats on making it here, and thanks for the time today.
Thank you.